Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Health Matters Podcast, sponsored by White River Health and in partnership with White River Now. As always, I'm your host, Joel Williams, and today we have another guest with us today, Michelle Snow, APRN. Say hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Michelle, I have done some stuff with you here for the past couple of years, always talking about cancer care, of course, and going through that, and I'm always really fascinated by every time I talk to you. I really do learn something new, so I think that's really, really cool. I want to thank you for joining us today, but if you would, Michelle, could you tell a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I have been with White River for a little over 19 years. I started out as an LPN, went on to be an RN, and then just in the last 4 years or so ago, I finished with my APRN. I'm married. My husband works for White River as well. And we have two grown children and a grandbaby on the way.
Oh, I didn't know that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's exciting. That's one of the things I remember you telling me before that I was really fascinated about. Your just medical journey is pretty impressive. Like, because you've kind of seen it from all different angles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, this week, we are going to be talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Of course, that is the month of October, where we try to focus on breast cancer and all the ways that we do to fight it. Let's go ahead and start into that. Give us a brief outlay, just for anybody that really doesn't know, what exactly does cancer do to you?
So with cancer, it's a mutation in your genes that can that cause a tumor to grow. It often attacks different organs, such as, you know, there's different types of cancers, many different types of cancers. It can be from anywhere from skin to any of the organs. And breast cancer is the main one that we see a lot in our office. What it is, it's a tumor that grows in the breast, and if not caught early, can progress and get into the lymph nodes and even metastasize to other places in the body. Some of the most common places for it to spread to is to the lungs, the liver, the brain, and the bones.
Mm. So what methods do we need to do in order to find, to check and see if we get breast cancer, if we have breast cancer?
Okay, so for male and female, males can get breast cancer. It's pretty rare, but it does happen. We need to be making sure that we check our bodies, feel for any lumps, anything that's changing in size, shape, or texture. Looking for any signs in the mirror. There's lots of signs in the mirror that you could see. So if someone noticed a change in the skin of their breast, or if they noticed that their nipple was changing, as in dimpling in, redness, an area where the skin feels different or thicker, or looks like an orange peel. You know how an orange has that pitted looking surface? If your skin looks like that, you need to get to someone and let them have a look at it.
I remember that tip from last year, the orange peel. So, yeah. So you check yourself out. You realize that you do have something. What's the next step? What can White River Health do?
So you could see your primary care, or you can call our office. We're in the radiation oncology clinic. And you would just call and tell us that you have an issue. We get you in here pretty quickly. And if needed, we would get you over to the hospital to have a mammogram, possibly an ultrasound. And then there are some people who need, breast MRIs, which is not something that we offer here yet, but that can happen. But most of the time, it's just a matter of getting a mammogram and an ultrasound. And then if the radiologist sees something that looks suspicious, then they might recommend that you get a biopsy.
So you get that, you get the biopsy. Let's say that it does test positive. It is cancerous.
Mm-hmm.
What are our steps after that? What kind of treatment is possible for that?
So with most cancers, breast cancers, you're going to need to see a surgeon. A surgeon would talk with you and give you options about the different kinds of surgeries that are available. A lumpectomy is where they remove just the tumor itself and some tissue around it that, you know, is clean tissue. They would probably, depending on the type of cancer, may actually need to remove some lymph nodes to make sure that it has not spread to your lymph nodes. And then they may also, depending on how big the cancer is, how much it has spread, and a woman's personal preferences, she may want to have a mastectomy. And sometimes that may be the recommendation of the surgeon as well. A mastectomy is where they remove the breast tissue, decrease the chances of local reoccurrence of the breast cancer.
Yes, and lumpectomies, mastectomies, all these types of treatments are things that we do here at White River Health.
We do have availability to our general surgeons do provide that care. Also, our cancer care clinic, the oncology clinic, provides chemotherapy treatments. They do some immunotherapy treatments. And so a woman or man would need to see a surgeon. They would also need to speak with the medical oncologist to help make decisions about what kind of treatments that they need, either before surgery or after surgery. And then if they needed radiation oncology, that is provided here in this clinic.
So we actually do radiation oncology here inside the radiation oncology clinic.
Yes.
That's awesome. See, that's just something else that White River does to kind of help our patients make sure that we have the treatments available to take care of them. Mm-hmm. All right. Are there any tips or things you want to give to people to say, hey, please continue to be aware of these things to make sure that you spot cancer early? Because the earlier you spot it, the easier it is to take care of, right?
Yes. So the main thing is making sure that you are aware of anything just changing in your breast. As far as looking in the mirror at least once a month and making sure that you don't see any changes, being breast aware so that if you're, feeling for lumps, feeling for anything that is changing in shape, size, or texture, you're feeling for lumps that feel different than the rest of your breast tissue, feeling for lumps under your arms that don't go away. We have lots of lymph nodes under our arms. They are reactive to lots of things, but they normally will, go away within a few weeks. But if you have something that doesn't go away, you want to get that checked out. The other thing is that women who are at high risk for breast cancer actually can start mammograms and breast MRIs at the age of 30. So it's a good idea that if you have family members, especially a first-degree relative, such as your mother, a sibling, or a child who has breast cancer, that you could find out what your risk for breast cancer is, because insurance does pay for high-risk women to have those things done before the recommended age of annual mammograms, which is 40. So. And so women who are 40 need to start getting their mammograms, and they need to get them done every year. And the earlier that we can catch breast cancer, the better that the treatment is, the better chance that a woman will beat it and live a long, happy life after breast cancer. So mammograms are very, very important. Oftentimes, very, very small breast cancers can be found on mammogram. Way before a person could feel a lump, mammograms oftentimes see those.
All right. Thank you so much. That's a lot of really good information. I think that's stuff that we need to know as the audience. We need to know these things, or even our community, just to help make sure we take care of these things, be aware, and have a healthier life. So if you do your self-exams and you do see there's an issue, please get with your PCP immediately. Get it taken care of. We will get you directly to the clinic you need to. You may come over here and see Michelle. Mm-hmm. And we will get you scheduled to have everything taken a look at. And if there is something, we do have treatments available that can help you catch it early, get it done quickly. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing I think we want to say. Wouldn't that be right, Michelle?
Yes.
All right.
And patients can, if they don't have a PCP, they can just give our office a call.
There you go.
And we can get them in to see us.
And that is the White River Health Radiation Oncology Clinic. And do you know what the number is?
262-6200.
That's right. 262-6200. So please, if you have concerns, if you have anything, please call the White River Health Radiation Oncology Clinic. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am here with Michelle Snow, APRN. Wonderful to have her here, and we thank her very much for the time she's taken to talk with us. And as always, everyone, remember, your health matters.